Cambridge Breakfast. Cambridge 105
Radio. Right, Plan B. We were hearing about our Friday Food Club guest. It's a social enterprise which brings together artisan and small food producers from around the UK into a central website. It's Anglia Ruskin University's Big Pitch 2020 competition winner, and £5,000 has gone to sustainability students, Joy and Chris, and hopefully Joy is now on the line. Hello, Joy.
Hello.
Hooray.
Am I on the line?
You are. You're very much there. The green line, which wobbles up and down in front of me, was wobbling up and down. It wasn't before, which is always a cause for concern. But very good to speak to you this morning. So what was your big pitch then?
Well, my big pitch was called Gather and Feed, which is a social enterprise, as you said, that brings together British artisan small food producers to a central website where we promote their food and sell their food, and then some of the profit is used to build community kitchens to help feed people in need using surplus food from supermarkets. So the idea is that we gather together British small producers, and then we feed the British people British food, and hopefully cut down on food waste and food poverty at the same time.
That seems a pretty good plan. Now, this is a nationwide site, but one might imagine there's going to be quite a bit of local input, both in the giving back side of things that you described there, but also in people being able to locate who the food, the local and small food producers are around them in their local area.
Yes, I mean, obviously when we start out, it'll be probably local to me because I know lots of local food producers, but obviously we'd love people to get in touch with us if they are selling from farm markets or things like that and they think they would rather sell online to get a wider audience. It will definitely be nationwide, so people can get foods, you know, if they fancy tiffin from someone that makes it in Devon or whatever, they can get it online through us.
Now, whereabouts are you? Because obviously you've done the course at Anglia Ruskin, but I think you're actually outside of the city now.
Yeah, I'm in Henley in Oxfordshire. So the course is a distance course, distance learning. So we spend most of the time learning from home, but we also...
It isn't everybody yet.
good point, yeah, at the moment. But we started out that way too.
Yes.
But we have a couple of residentials. Some are in Cambridge, so I've been to Cambridge a couple of times, which is lovely. And then the course is also associated with the Eden Project, so we spend a couple of weeks down at the Eden Project, which is amazing, amazing place to learn, really creative place to learn.
So yeah, and I went down there a few years ago. It really is, just for the day. I was staying locally at the time, but it's it must have presented a lovely learning environment for everyone.
It is completely different to being in a classroom or learning from home.
Mm.
You know, you suddenly go and think, well, should we go and stand in the rain for us and think about this? You know, it's a completely different
place. Yeah, helps the creative process, one might imagine. So the grand finale for this big pitch competition was held online. Did that make it more difficult, do you think, to put your ideas forward?
I suppose it's a bit stilted, but then we're all getting used to being on Zoom and everything else, aren't we? So I think it was, the thing for me was partly through the course of the competition, one of the things you could go on was a boot camp originally, but obviously they couldn't do that, so we missed out on learning a lot, I think, along the way, and meeting all the other finalists. So we just met online on the day, and just, we didn't really have conversations with each other, we just presented our ideas to each other, so it was a bit more stilted. It was probably less nerve-wracking to do the presentation online than it would be standing in front of a lot of people, so from that point of view it was okay. But yeah, I think we might have missed out on learning from each other and obviously from other mentors. That was the idea on the boot camp.
Yeah, I guess also, you know, those little conversations, this is what people say quite a bit, I think, about conferences and exhibitions. We're all working from home, you know, these things are going online, but there's the chitter-chatter in coffee and breaks,
exactly,
where you really exchange some good ideas.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
So £5,000, that's quite a bit really, isn't it? What is it going to help the business do? And one might imagine it will help you do things more quickly than otherwise would have been the case.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, well, it'll help us set it up, to be honest. Mm. So it was, you know, it was just an idea. The money... obviously is really useful for setting it up. For me, I was more excited that all the judges believed in the idea. So now I think, okay, well, I really do have to do it because they, you know, other people think it's a business too. It's just not just in my head. So yeah, certainly the money will be used for all the sort of administrative things that we have to do to set it up and building a lovely website. So it'll make a huge difference.
And we've seen an increase, you know, in here in Cambridge. I'm sure you've seen the same around Henley of local food suppliers who are delivering all over the place. I think we must have, I'm beginning to lose count of the number of groupings together, and this is local organisations over and above the Deliveroos of this world, who are also actually helping local businesses too, for that matter. I'm just wondering what you think as to whether or not that will continue as we start to emerge out of lockdown. Do you think that people will go back to old habits, or whether the local food suppliers who have clearly gained some extra business in a lot of cases, will they be able to hold on to that?
I'm hoping they will, and I think just talking locally here to people, I think it will, a certain percentage will stick with it, because I think people are very loyal, and you know, like local shops around here have been a huge support for people. If you can't get to a supermarket, or going to a supermarket is too stressful for a lot of people, the local shops and pubs have turned into shops, you know, and they're really being supportive of all the local people. So I hope it will stay that way. And also people, I think, are beginning to realise we have the most amazing food. We don't have to buy food that's been flown halfway across the world. We have the most amazing food in this company.
Do you think we've lost sight of that? It's quite interesting. I think of strawberries, which round about, you know, you can get strawberries virtually the whole year round, but actually the nice ones are still the ones which appear in, well, I guess round about this time for over the next few weeks.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. We shouldn't be having strawberries all through the year. We should have food when it's in season, when we're growing it. And it's, yeah, put an Egyptian strawberry next to a British strawberry, there is no doubt which one is the best. we need to be eating British strawberries and British asparagus, you know, when it's in season. And then you really appreciate it because you have it when it's in season and you haven't had it all year. You know, it's a treat, and that's how we should be eating, really.
And the sustainability aspect of the business is quite interesting. On the one hand, you'd be encouraging people to use artisan suppliers, and on the other, you'll be giving away supermarket food which isn't used to those who need it.
Yeah, good point. Very good point. Well, the other thought is that some of the artisan food producers, if they have leftovers,
yes,
then obviously we can use that too. But it's just cutting down on food waste. And if there's, you know, if there's food that's going to be thrown away, regardless of who's throwing it away, we'd rather use it than it get wasted.
Mm. Well, I hope it all works out. And maybe you'll get in touch with us once more when everything is fully up and running, and obviously we hope that you bring this this little service to Cambridge for us as well.
Oh, yes, but, without a doubt.
Now, what happened? I suppose, you know, back in the day, somebody would have presented you with one of these ginormous checks marked Anglia Ruskin University. But these days, it's probably bank transfer anyway, isn't it? So you don't have to
come fetch it. I don't even know, to be honest. I've no idea. We haven't even got to that point.
Have they not sent it yet?
No, they haven't.
Oh my dear.
I know. I'm still in a dream world. I'm not sure it's actually real.
Well, they're only. I can. If I stand up, I can see where they are. There's only a cemetery between us and the Ruskin.
Could you get around and get it?
I think I possibly should. Well, Joy, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Our final question we always ask our Friday Food Club guests is: what are you cooking this weekend?
Oh my goodness! Well, I'm cooking quite a lot actually, because talking about local food, I am doing vegetarian pop-up takeaways for our local deli shop. So all the local pubs started doing it, and she said, "Oh, you know, it'd be really exciting if you could cook for us." So I'm now every Saturday night, I'm cooking for about 40 people. So I'm cooking quite a lot, is the answer.
Oh my goodness.
So if anyone is local and like vegetarian takeaway on Saturday, get down here.
Yeah, well, what are they getting? What's the what's your top vegetarian dish to serve up to people?
Well, so there's obviously a choice. It's a three-course meal. So the starters are harissa hummus with toasted sourdough, celeriac and hazelnut soup, and then the main course of roasted peppers, scordalia and beans, or vegetarian lasagna, and then Pim's macerated English strawberries or chocolate brownie.
Oh, I'm liking that, particularly the idea of the Pims and strawberries. That sounds
exactly.
Very good. Joy Skipper, thank you very much indeed, and good luck with the Gather and Feed project as well. It is.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's 10 minutes before 9. Cambridge 105 Radio.